And joining us on the phone right now is Jeff Miller. Jeff is the producer of a recently produced horror film that we're going to talk about called Axe Giant, The Wrath of Paul Bunyan. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us on the Roadhouse.
Thank you for having
us. Now, before I get to talking about this particular movie itself, I was reading kind of your bio and some stuff about you, and you have been involved either as a producer, an actor, or a writer or director of a number of, I read someplace that they're called indie B-movies. Can you tell us a little bit how you got involved with horror movies?
Well, you know, I mean, briefly, I've been writing scripts since I was 18, and it's a tough road. You get some success, but it's a lot of hard work getting any movie made, and I'd written a lot of scripts, nothing got made, and finally I just hooked up with some guys in South Carolina where I had gone to college, and they were making another horror film. I kind of got involved with them, and that one got made. It was called Freak Show, came out in the 90s, and then I made a couple other ones there in South Carolina, and then I made the move to L.A. to try to make some bigger films, and I've made a couple since I've been here, so I've just had a passion for you ever since I was little to, they seem kind of fascinating, the power that the scary movies had. So I just think they're fun to make.
Now, was my characterization accurate? Indie B movies?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people call them B movies because they're not studio films. Paramount or Warner Brothers didn't step up to finance our movies. So, technically they're called B movies. A lot of people these days call them independent movies, but yeah, B movies are kind of like the redheaded stepchild to the A movies. I think back in the 50s or something, maybe the term was coined because the studio movies would maybe have a double bill with a big studio release, and then a lower budget movie would play with it too.
Oh, sure, sure.
The B movie, the B side.
Well, now, it seems to me that, when you talk about the studios, it seems to me that movie making, along with a whole lot of other things, is entirely different than it used to be. You don't have the real big studios anymore making movies, but I assume that for people like yourself, it's still got to be a real challenge to make movies, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it's very tough. Everybody thinks it's easier with the internet and all the cable channels and everything, but a lot of people are able to make movies now. They're, cameras and a lot of the gear is cheaper, and people don't have to shoot film anymore. So a lot of people are making them, but unless you have that great high concept project, or you are best friends with Brad Pitt or somebody like that, you have to. Most people have to raise the money themselves or do a combination of, equity financing and bank financing and pre-sales. And it's a very complicated game sometimes.
I would think that's true. I would think it would be, and you have done it all. You've acted, you have written, you've produced. I would think the production, being a producer, has got to be one of the toughest, because isn't that then when you got to deal with the money?
It is, but that's probably my favorite also. As far as an actor, the only acting I really do is I kind of do the little cameos in my films.
Kind of like Alfred Hitchcock.
The Hitchcock thing. I pop up and maybe I'll say one word, maybe I'll walk by the camera, that kind of thing. But that's the main acting I've done. But I mainly consider myself a writer, producer. I've directed one film, but I prefer the writing and producing side.
Now, and again, we're going to get to the movie in just a couple of minutes here, but what do you think the appeal, certainly one of the most popular genres of movies over the years, it seems like even more so now than ever, at least by the number of movies that are being made, is the scary movie, the horror movie. What is it about that kind of movie that makes it so popular?
I just think it's, it's something that everybody can relate to. Everybody is probably scared of something or has been at some point in their lives. So it's just kind of an instinctual thing. And also, horror movies are popular because they translate well overseas. And what's scary to me and you might also be scary to someone in Japan or Germany or the foreign countries.
Mm-hmm.
So they translate well. Whereas comedy they say is a little different. You know, what's funny here may not necessarily be funny to somebody somewhere else. So
that's a good point. Comedy isn't always comedy, but scary is always scary.
Yeah.
Seems like it anyway. Well, let's talk about the movie. First of all, I want to remind our listeners we're visiting with Jeff Miller. Jeff is the producer of the movie we're going to talk about, Axe Giant, The Wrath of Paul Bunyan. Now, of course, this strikes pretty close to home because we're in northern Minnesota. We're in northeastern Minnesota. We're not that far away from the part of the country that the legendary Paul Bunyan originated in. Where did you come up with the idea of doing a horror movie about Paul Bunyan?
You know, I was just sitting in the coffee shop here in Hollywood and brainstorming, as I often do, and thinking about ideas I could do for the company that I have with Gary Jones, who's my producing partner and the director of the movie. And for some reason, I thought about the Paul Bunyan statues, and then I thought, this big guy has this big axe, and why does everybody think he's such a nice guy? He's a very imposing sight. You know, like what if there was some dark backstory that he had that got whitewashed over the years, and that he's really not the nice person that everybody makes him out to be? And I just thought that's a good twist on a popular character.
In fact, excuse me, I read this young adults at a first time offenders boot camp discover the legend of giant lumberjack Paul Bunyan is real, but is much more horrifying than they could have imagined. I saw also the trailer, and that's not like any Paul Bunyan I've ever seen a statue of or come across. So there was some pretty creative work that went on there as well.
Well, thank you.
Now, has obviously in scary movies, horror movies, the special effects are huge. The blood and the violence and so forth. Has the new way of making motion pictures made that easier to do?
Well, in some ways, we have a lot of practical effects in the movie, as far as a lot of the blood and guts and gore. But there are some visual effects as well for some shots that would be more difficult to pull off. But they're expensive to do. So we have a lot of we have over 500 visual effects in the movie total.
How long is the movie, Jeff?
It's 90 minutes long.
So this is a full length movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and
we're booking it. We're trying to we're booking into places and trying to get it into Minnesota there, which we think is ideal Paul Bunyan country, of course.
Certainly is. So, and that brings up a good point. Again, making indie movies, everything is a challenge, obviously. Where do your actors come from? Is there a out in Hollywood or wherever we are, is there a kind of pool of actors that are doing movies like this?
Well, there are a lot of actors. Obviously, Hollywood has got a huge pool of talent. We have some young, fresh faces in the movie. One of the young actors is Jesse Cove, who we're friends with. His dad is Marty Cove, who a lot of listeners might recognize from the Karate Kid movies. He was the evil sensei in the Karate Kid.
Oh, right.
With the leg, that guy. So his son is an up and coming actor and is in our movie. And also we have some veterans, Joe Estevez, whose brother is Martin Sheen, and whose nephew is Charlie Sheen. He's in our movie, and also Dan Haggerty.
Mm-hmm. Grizzly Adams.
Yeah. So it's just a mix of people, but there's really no shortage of talent. We also have some people from the Midwest, from Ohio and Michigan, because we did some shooting there, so we've got some talent from there as well.
So you didn't shoot any of this in Minnesota?
Unfortunately, we did not shoot any in Minnesota.
Well, we'll try not to publicize that too much. Now, let's talk a little bit about once you get a film made, whether it's this one or any of them, how do you get, again, talking about an independent film, you don't have the power of the studio or some of the big production houses behind you. How do you get the film distributed? How do you get it seen?
Well, it's all about, you take it around, and there are a lot of distributors out there. You just try to match it with the ones that really respond to this kind of material. And we've signed deals with various distributors so far. And, you know, one of the people that approached us, you know, fairly early in post-production was Ray Privet with Cinema Purgatorio, who's based in Duluth, Minnesota, actually. And so he books theatrical films, and he really responded to the Paul Bunyan material and the angle of Paul Bunyan, because he grew up in Minnesota and said, wow, you know, there's statues everywhere, and this is something I really respond to. And so he's booking the movie and open to suggestions from people interested in booking the movie there.
Now, has the movie premiered, or when will it premiere if it hasn't?
It premiered here in L.A.
In
November. We had our world premiere. And we were in a film festival here, and we won the audience award.
Oh, great.
But, thank you. And we also, next weekend, we're going to be in Michigan at the Motor City Nightmares Convention. And the following weekend, we're going to be in Texas, Dallas, Texas, at the Texas Frightmare Weekend Convention.
Well, back so, up,
we'll,
back
we'll
up.
We'll get some conventions, but then also the, trying to get some theatrical shows.
Back up just a sec, Jeff. In Michigan at the what?
Michigan, it's called the Motor City Nightmares Convention.
Was this a convention of, like, people attending horror movies or have an interest in...
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, people, yeah, there are a lot of these throughout the country where, there's some actors from various horror movies that show up there, and some directors, some filmmakers, actors, but horror fans will go there and meet their favorite horror actors.
So
the guys from Friday the 13th or... you know, Hellraiser or Axe Giant, whatever their favorite movie.
So it's kind of like the Star Trek conventions, only this is for horror movies.
Exactly. Wow. So they have these throughout the country, and there's one outside Detroit that we're going to next week, and then Texas the week
one
after.
In Texas. Amazing. Now, as far as the movie goes, how long did it take you to make it?
It took us a while. We spread it out. We actually, a few years ago, started shooting it. We shot a couple scenes for a trailer, but that we wanted to kind of use to raise money for the rest of the movie. And what happened was we ended up changing the script, so we used pretty much none of what we originally shot. We shot two scenes several years ago, but in 2010 is when we shot the bulk of the what is the current movie.
I see.
So 2010 and 2011, we shot part of it in pieces because we had to build some effects, and also we were raising money as we were going to, because a lot of the effects took a while to build. So it took us a couple of years to shoot it, and then we spent a lot of time doing the visual effects and editing.
Now, let folks know we're visiting with Jeff Miller, producer of Axe Giant, The Wrath of Paul Bunyan, and had been involved with a number of other horror movies as well. First of all, I want to let people know, if people are interested in seeing the trailer, what's the website where they go to see the trailer?
Okay, I'll give you a couple of sites here. Our home site is axegiantmovie.com. That's axe with an E at the end of it.
Right.
Axegiantmovie.com. But also, I would encourage people to go to cinemapurgatorio.com. Cinemapurgatorio.com. And that's where our Minnesota theatrical booker is based.
Okay.
And, I can also give you an address. We want people to go and suggest places for bookings. They're either theater owners or people that are interested in... maybe they have a meeting hall or a local, convention center or just something that's Paul Bunyan related.
So if somebody in our neck of the woods, which, again, has got certainly roots with Paul Bunyan, if they had an idea of where it might be shown, they could go online and offer suggestions. Is that right?
Sure. They can go to the address is j.mp/Bunyan movie. M as in Mary, P as in Paul, /Bunyan movie. And they can also go to cinemapurgatorio.com. And either one of those, they can go and learn more about the movie, see a trailer, and suggest bookings for it, because we'd love to show it in Minnesota. The movie does take place in Minnesota, even though we didn't shoot there. But what's funny is we've got some mountains in the movie. And when one friend of mine told me, he goes, there are no mountains in Minnesota.
No.
But then somebody told me that. I went online and I looked, and there are some mountains in Minnesota.
Well, we call them mountains. They're actually up here in the northeastern part called the Sawtooth Mountains, but quite honestly, they're not really mountains. They're pretty big hills. That's about what they are. But say, my co-host Buck Benson was wondering, is Babe in the movie?
Babe is in the movie.
Oh.
I don't want to give too much away.
Okay.
But Babe
okay.
is in the movie.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's kind of a teaser right there. Well, the name of the movie is Axe Giant, The Wrath of Paul Bunyan. Jeff Miller is the producer. And Jeff, I want to thank you so much for taking time to be with us here on the Roadhouse. And if we can think of any places, great places to show it up here, we'll absolutely get in touch with you. But also want to encourage people to find where it's maybe playing and check it out.
Thank you so much for having me, and be on the lookout for this spring and the summer.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Jeff. Have a good weekend.